quotable alum. I was over him, and he didn't automatically come to mind. Only occasionally, when I walked around campus and remembered touring the grounds together that summer before he started business school here, how we'd walked arm in arm, making plans, making promises. How that had been the last time I'd seen him before he broke my heart and became the first charm on my necklace, the inspiration for my jewelry. Now, his green eyes locked with mine for the briefest of moments. Maybe it was my imagination, but I thought I saw a tinge of regret in them. If there was, he recovered a second later and flashed a quick, closed-mouthed smile to the class. Oh, naturally, it wouldn't bother him to see me here. He didn't care about me then. Why should he care what I thought now? And the reverse was true, too. Professor Oliver was his usual peppy self as he introduced the mentors. One of the women ran a venture fund she'd started herself. Another had been a superstar skateboarder, then launched a line of skatewear that was now hugely popular with teens. One of the guys oversaw a firm that had designed some of the most successful iPhone apps, and another founded a health video service. The fifth was Brian Layton. 5 years older than I was, and I already knew what he did for a living. I knew other things about him, too. I knew what his lips tasted like, how his arms felt when I skimmed my palms over the muscles there, how his kisses went on and on, how I never wanted them to end. Then, like a hypnotist had snapped their fingers, I was back in time, not yet a graduate student. Not yet in the first row of the classroom, just a girl fresh from high school graduation, wrapped around her brother's best friend. Brian ran his hands through my hair, kissing my neck, and I shuddered. Everyone else, everything else, faded away. The memory was a trap, a carnivorous plant like the ones that kept their prey high on sticky and sweet nectar while they slowly drank them up. I could have stayed trapped like that, stuck to the memory of the way his touch thrilled, the promises we'd whispered. I gripped the charm, and with it, felt how much it had hurt that he'd broken up with me on the flimsiest of rationales. I needed that spark of latent anger to break away from the past. There was no room for the memory of Brian Layton in my life. I needed to stay sharp and focus on the present. That love-struck teenager was gone. I was a capable 23-year-old woman. I'd already earned my bachelor's degree from NYU and was finishing my master's degree at the same school, building a business, and paying rent in a Chelsea apartment, which was no small thing. Besides, there was only a 1 in 5 chance I'd be paired with him. It made much more sense for the professor to match me with the skatewear gal since we were both in the fashion business. I was a jewelry designer, after all, with a line of necklaces already selling well online and in several boutiques around the city. Professor Oliver rocked back and forth on his wingtips, seeming to relish the process of pairing off students with mentors. He read the first student name from the list, who he assigned to iPhone Guy. Okay, so 25% chance I'd match with Brian now. I crossed my fingers. Next came the venture fund woman, partnered off with the student on the end of the row. 1 in 3 chance, no. I mentally crossed my fingers and toes. Professor Oliver read the names of another student and the health video service guy. That was okay. The skateboard gal was still in the running, and we'd make a logical pairing. I could learn so much from someone who developed a successful brand in boutique fashion. She looked cool and hip, too, with cat's eye glasses and pink streaks in her black hair. Professor Oliver said her name, and I held my breath and had it knocked out of me, my stomach tightening and my heart sinking when he called on someone else.
"And that means, Ms. Harper, that your business mentor for this semester will be Brian Layton."
Of all the classrooms in all the towns in all the world. Since I couldn't hunch over a stiff drink like Bogey,